In local news, one item from the headlines 4 decades ago was the establishment of the UH Law School. It was the vision of then Chief Justice William S. Richardson. And over all its years, the UH Law School has shaped Hawaii politics and public policy with interdisciplinary studies, a focus on Asia and the Pacific, and indigenous rights. And as the school celebrates its 40th anniversary, some of the alumni are reviewing its history and accomplishments. Ellen Ho was in the first class to graduate, and this morning we look back and into the future through his eyes. Thanks so much for coming in.
Aloha, Beth Ann. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And when you use that term 40 years, it is sort of
tough to hear sometimes, huh?
Yes.
Well, you know, on one way you can see that it's been 40 years because you can clearly see the progress of the school. On the other hand, it must feel like it's a blink of the eye. But it was no slam dunk that this was going to happen and that the law school was going to be funded and to be established. There was a great deal of struggle 40 years ago.
There was. But I think the overriding principle was a commitment that our father's generation, if you will, made to themselves and made to their families, that they would advance the cause, I think, of education and educational opportunity for Hawaii's kids. And I look back, and I'm forever grateful for those young men who fought so courageously in World War II and decided we are going to go home and we're going to help to shape Hawaii's future.
When you look at the picture of your class and just, you know, marvel at where everyone has gone in those 40 years, you included, the faces seem so different, though, from the faces that we see in many graduating classes in other law schools today. Is that one of the real benefits of having this develop in and of and about Hawaii, is that diversity?
Absolutely. And I think if you look at that first class, you will see something very unique besides the fact of our ethnic diversity in Hawaii. We are very proud of the fact that that first class probably was the only class that had a diverse enrollment based on the gender, male, female. In those days, females still had a very difficult time getting into law school, and I think the University of Hawaii Law School began its mission with 30% women, and that was pretty awesome.
Particularly for 1976.
Absolutely. Actually, 1973.
Well, that's true. Time when you started,
right.
not when you graduated.
Right.
But looking at those facts now and putting them into a modern context, what is it that you see that the law school particularly does so well here that other states are looking to us to, in a way, help them develop?
I think what it does, it offers an example of what it means to work in unison, work together, work as a community. One of the things that we're very proud of, and being a native Hawaiian, one of the things that we always talked about is that, you know, we're all in the same canoe, and if we don't kind of paddle together, we're going to go absolutely nowhere. And that's part of who we are in Hawaii. People recognize the fact that, yeah, we may have wildly divergent views and opinions, but at the end of the day, we need to come to a consensus to move forward.
And as that relates to creating law for indigenous peoples, and particularly Pacific Islanders and Hawaiians, you know, what a shame it would be to have to go to a school someplace east and say, oh, let's go look this up, where if, you know, we hadn't done a lot of that work here in Hawaii.
Absolutely. And I'm very proud of the fact that one of my classmates is law professor Melody McKenzie, and the program that she helped to kind of create, I think it must be like 10 or 12 years ago, is now nationally and even internationally renowned as a repository, not only for Native Hawaiian principles of law and practices, but indigenous rights.
You talk about all of this stemming from the community. Dean Avi Soifer said that he believes that there's no other law school in the United States that is as important to its community as the Richardson Law School is to Hawaii. Is that Avi just being kind about it, or do you have so many ways in which you can point to not only just what we just talked to about, but where this is really true, how much Hawaii depends on its law school?
You know, I would agree with Avi's assessment, and I think that's one of the reasons that he was attracted to the University of Hawaii law program, and one of the reasons why he's been so successful over these years. We are not hesitant to delve into a lot of those areas that other people tend to shy away from simply because they are afraid of that topic or subject. We've been very fortunate in attracting highly competent professors who have come here to share kind of their concerns and their interest to help us grow and learn in the most broad areas of those issues that are regulated by, quote, our legal system.
Now, after 40 years and so many who have come through the law school who have wound up in politics, in business, all through our community, do you count certain successes because of the law school that had the law school not been there, perhaps we might not have?
Oh, absolutely. I think we would not be as rich, if you will, in terms of those issues that our community now willingly addresses on a regular basis had we simply depended upon lawyers entering the profession in Hawaii, basically coming out of law schools who were, one, may know the black letter law extremely well, but unable to relate to the uniqueness of our island state.
So you're talking about cultural literacy and also, you know, real issues like environmental law.
Yeah, absolutely. Across the board, you have every aspect in terms of, you know, the interdisciplinary approach that our law school focuses on in terms of engineering, in terms of environmental, in terms of, and even now in terms of, I guess, those issues that relate to our agricultural production.
And medical ethics.
And
I mean,
medical
once upon
ethics.
A time, people would say, what's that?
Absolutely. And now the school is working with the Burns Medical School and addressing some of these kind of very unique issues that are being asked throughout the community.
Well, we wish you a very happy anniversary as you and your inaugural class will be celebrating. And nice to have you here. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Alan Ho is a Keikioka Aina born when Hawaii was still a territory. He's a graduate, as we just mentioned, of the inaugural class of the University of Hawaii School of Law. He graduated in 1976, and he was the first University of Hawaii graduate to be appointed to a per diem judge position in 1982 by then Chief Justice William S. Richardson, for whom the law school is named.